Director of School of Music, Brian Justison here from Milliken, and buckling up for a crazy November. What is it about November? It's just enough time that you've been there and ahead of the holiday and the end of the semester. Just happens to all pile up here now, right?
Yeah, you know, you start oftentimes from square one, in particular with the ensembles, but also there are lots of student recitals happening, and we don't normally talk about those on this show, but yeah, it's a busy week for everyone, or busy month, excuse me, for everyone, and the ensembles are the thing that are most visible and that we're putting out there. And yeah, November's the time when the fruit ripens.
If you like music and presentation, some of it's holiday themed, some of it's not. I mean, it's singing, music, like you mentioned, the ensembles and such. Man, there are just so many of these we're going to jump into. Might as well get going. Vespers tickets are on sale.
Those tickets went on sale yesterday. I noticed.
Is that to the public, the individual
tickets? To the public, yeah. They start off with packages for some of the Kirkland patrons, and then single ticket sales opened. I saw the line at 10 a.m. outside the door yesterday.
Really?
Yep. And
I know it was popular. I didn't know we still lined up for tickets.
We line up for tickets. Yeah, it's great.
It's cool.
You know, it's probably the biggest thing. It's not probably. It is the biggest thing that Milliken University does all year long. It involves more students, faculty, more people attend it, and it's just a great tradition.
Is four shows enough? Is it just enough?
I think so. I don't know that the conversation's ever happened to add a fifth, but
yeah.
We'll start it.
Saturday, Sunday, December 7th and 8th. Each day has a 2 o'clock show and a 7:30 show.
Right.
And one or two of them probably already pretty much sold out, right? I mean, a couple sell out
before
hurry,
I go. Yeah. The early shows tend to sell out first.
So for people that might not know at all, what is Vespers?
Vespers, the word means evening prayer. And
oh, okay.
It is essentially a combined concert featuring the entirety of our choral programs and an orchestra that is assembled for the event.
Hmm. Is this the only time they all come together for one?
Except for maybe some collaborative things that they do with the symphony where combined choirs are
cool.
required, yeah.
Cool. Evening of carols, choirs, and candlelight. Over 250 musicians there as well. And it's at Kirkland. Tickets are $12 to $16. Extremely affordable. It's a great night out or afternoon to start your evening and into the late afternoon. How long is the show? A couple hours? Or?
It's about an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. And again, we start with that because tickets just went on sale. General public, better hurry, kirklandfinearts.com, milliken.edu. You click on the Kirkland, just Google Kirkland, whatever route you want to go. Get your Vespers tickets bought. You don't have to wait in line. You can still jump online and buy them.
That's right.
This Sunday, Central Christian Church. Let's see, trombone, piano, and organ.
Peter Steiner, of note internationally.
Okay.
Trombonist, he's been here to solo with the wind ensemble, and he's kind of become a good friend of Milliken, and as he makes a living touring playing trombone, if you can imagine that's possible.
Really?
And to hear him play, you'll understand why he's just a phenom. And
he went to Milliken?
He did not go to
Milliken.
Oh,
he did not. Okay.
No,
okay.
He's European. I don't remember exactly where he's born. I know he's done a lot of work in with the Vienna Philharmonic and
this Vienna State
European
Opera.
Orchestras, yeah.
Let's see, probably served as principal trombonist with the Colorado Symphony, guest trombonist with Munich Philharmonic, Staatskapelle Dresden. Is that something I should know?
No.
Okay. I was like, is that something everybody
knows?
That's
in Germany, it's an internationally known orchestra. So, yeah, the list of orchestras is
Scotland,
like a who's
Seattle,
who.
Dallas, yeah. New York. Yeah, New York Philharmonic.
Yeah, he's an amazing player. And
he'll be playing at Central Christian Church.
Central Christian
o'clock.
Church. Yeah, we have a great relationship with them. You know, we just mentioned the choral groups. They perform their concerts there. They just had one either last weekend or the weekend before. And his is November 10 at 4 p.m., free concert.
And that's not a church service. That's just the show.
Just the show.
Now, so they must have a great place for acoustics. That's why you do so
it
much
is,
over
yeah,
there.
Very resonant.
Is there a
but
stage
controlled
or
resonance.
Is it an altar?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Gotcha.
It functions as a stage.
So Sunday, 4 o'clock, you can hear some incredible trombone. Constance. What, Hawk Wartner?
Yeah, that's his accompanist.
We'll be playing piano and organ.
Yeah, piano and organ, so that's his accompaniment.
What do you guess, hour and a half show there?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Roll over to next Tuesday night in the University Commons, Jazz Band 2 and Blue Bop?
Blue Bop is a vocal jazz group, so we have two big bands or jazz bands and two vocal jazz ensembles.
Okay.
And so this is Jazz Band 2, and for lack of a better way of expressing it, Vocal Jazz 2.
Yeah.
It's called Blue Bop. There's a lot of depth of talent, of course, and
there's some
it'll
students
be a great
in these
concert.
Students.
These are all students.
All
yep.
students. All students.
Yep.
So that'll be it's completely free, as is the one at the church, right?
Sure.
With
yep.
Peter Steiner. But next Tuesday, 7:30, is that next Friday night, the 15th, Millican Jazz Showcase at the Decatur Club. It's probably a big deal.
It is. You know, we're getting out into the community more and more each year, and the Decatur Club has really proven to be a great venue for this group in particular. And they do a Valentine's show there every year. We'll talk in a minute about the new holiday show that they have coming up in December. But this is their first time out, really, with a formal concert, full-length concert this year. And they're going to do it at the Decatur Club. You know, you can have some food there, and they're serving hors d'oeuvres and drinks. And
those are available for purchase because it's free to get in. Yeah.
Exactly.
And you know, yeah, you can go, you can get more information on that, but it's the Millican. Who's all performing there? The top instrumental vocal jazz?
That will be the two top vocal jazz and the top instrumental jazz band. And Decatur Club is handling all the reservations. No reservations for that, right? It's free. I'm getting ahead of myself to December.
It could still be reservations needed and free, but it's not. It's not.
No.
Free admission, 7:30 on Friday night, November 15th. You've got Chicago the Musical on here, which is coming that weekend, 15th, 16th, 17th. I believe Jan Trauber will probably be back in to help promote that, but tickets are available.
That's a collaboration with the School of Theater and Dance, and one that happens about this time each year. That's their main stage production and a pretty well-known show. We're excited about what that is going to bring to Kirkland.
You get Friday night, 7:30, Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Big deal, Chicago the Musical, for sure. And tickets are $18 to $24. Go see that in Chicago or in a major city. It's not going to be $24.
It's parking.
Yeah. Also there. Yeah, exactly. Maybe more for parking.
Yeah, that's true.
Back there on the 20th on that Wednesday night at Kirkland, Wind Ensemble 2, Let's Dance. What's that?
It's another collaboration with the School of Theater and Dance, as you might imagine. Yeah. And, you know, dance and music are a natural marriage. And our new director of bands, Corey Seepy, is exploring that in his second concert as a member of the Millican faculty, and that's going to be a lot of fun in Kirkland Fine Arts Center at 7:30 November 20.
Completely free to attend again. Are these collaborations? I feel like we're talking about more of those than we did last year. Is it happening a little
more?
I
hope so.
Yeah.
You know, it's ongoing. Some years there are a lot of them. Some years they're, you know, when the faculty of each discipline are looking at what they're going to program, they're just kind of siloed by virtue of what they're choosing to do, because the student experience in each of the areas is important too. But when we can, we want to get across those disciplines and break down the silos.
I mean, you want to show your music off, so why not have some dancers instead of just putting the bands on stage and then for the dance?
Exactly. Yep.
Well, why put on a disc when you can have this great School of Music come out and play it live? Right?
And these are directed studies for the students who are choreographing this as well. So they're working with the conductor and getting professional experience in how to choreograph a piece of music. And so student choreographed, student danced, student performed.
Then that Friday, the 22nd, Latin jazz project called Happy Hour. That's going to be at Lockstock.
That's going to be at Lockstock. That's my group. That might explain why it's at Lockstock. this has been a lot of fun. This group started in the early 90s with just me and my percussion students. And I'm teaching them some techniques on how to play congas and how to play timbales and some of the stuff that you might play in a pop music setting.
Okay.
And then it just kept growing, and we eventually added a rhythm section, and we had vibraphone students who were percussion students that were wanting to have an opportunity to improvise, and et cetera, et cetera. We get to 2016, and we find ourselves playing on the stage at the Havana International Jazz Festival, that was pretty cool. And so now the group has, for the last 2 years, we've had an international student who's also a vocalist, a native Spanish speaker. So last year, trying to think of her name, sorry. But currently this year, Alex Naranjo is that student, and she's doing a fabulous job. She's a music theater student who just has a passion for Latin jazz, born in Venezuela, and she's dynamite. It's going to be a great show. And this corresponds with the American Education Week, so we're inviting all teachers out for a happy hour.
Yeah.
All teachers get a free hug.
Get a free
hug. That's all we got, but you earned it.
A free concert and a free hug.
Free concert and a free hug.
Yeah. How many are in the actual jazz in the group?
There are 12 in the group.
Some of them are students, too?
These are mostly all students.
Okay.
The pianist is a faculty member. But, you know, I created the group because it was a band that I could have four drummers in. And so there was just an opportunity.
You're not playing with them. You said your group is
not this year.
Group
no.
You run. Okay. You have played with them.
Plenty of talent.
That's
so,
cool. That's
yeah,
awesome.
It's a lot of fun. So we do some Latin pop stuff, and then we do some traditional salsa and high energy, lots of fun.
So that's it's a happy hour event at 5 p.m. on Friday, November 22nd. You know, whatever's going to happen that night, get started at LSB. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Utilize LSB, too. It's just such a cool stage.
Isn't it?
And dance floor area.
That renovation
it's
great.
It's fantastic. Last thing you got here, but I know there's a lot more that you could talk about, is on that Sunday the 24th, the double bass around the world.
That's it. Faculty Recital Series installation number 2, Guillerme Ziels and Pei Wang on piano. And that's
you're typical. Good with these names.
Well, I have to.
Guillerme. I would not have got Guillerme. Pei Wang, I knew that.
Yeah. So the double bass is an instrument in the orchestra. Its name,
well,
I think.
Well, that's an instrument, the double bass.
The double bass, or acoustic bass, or contrabass, or upright bass.
Is it a stand-up? Okay.
Exactly, yeah. Those are all synonymous.
Okay.
Orchestral musicians call it double bass. It's just a tradition thing. You know, if you look back at the history of Western music, it was an instrument that began to double something called the basso continuo.
Okay.
And so the double bass.
So a stand-up bass is a double
stand-up
bass.
But it's classical, played with a bow. There's repertoire for it by great composers, and he's going to be playing some of it. And the thing that's featured here is music from around the world. So he's got composers from different parts of the world that I know that are listed here somewhere.
Yeah, Italy, Spain, Russia, Syria, Brazil, Argentina, and then even the U.S.
Yeah, it should be a fun concert. And an instrument you don't normally hear in a soloistic capacity. And the stand-up bass.
4 o'clock show on Sunday, November 24th in Perkinson Center in Kuiper Hall.
Free concert. And remember, we've also begun doing those preview events at the Arts Center the Wednesday before that, whatever date that is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
At noon,
yep.
There's a preview concert that will feature them.
Perfect.
At the Decatur Arts Center.
Kuiper, right? Am I saying that right?
Kuiper.
Kuiper. Kuiper?
Kuiper.
Kuiper. K-A-E-U. What nationality is that word?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Oh,
okay, I'm not
German, sounds.
Yeah, so I can't. Anyway, I say it wrong every time, just barely.
And, you know, looking ahead, this isn't something I sent, but we mentioned it earlier. The holiday big band jazz concert will be also at the Decatur Club on Saturday, December 14, and that is a ticketed event, reservations made through the Decatur Club. And, you know, for years, the faculty performed something called Holiday Jazz in Kirkland Fine Arts Center. That's not happening anymore. This is what we hope will be the new tradition. It'll be at the Decatur Club. They've hired the same vocalist that performed with us, Angel Specia, who's well-known jazz singer in the Chicago area and Milligan alum, and she's going to do that on Saturday, December 14th at the Decatur Club. Call them, 7:30, call them for info on that.
Gotcha. That is a ticketed event, like you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much? You know, did you say how much? Do you know how much?
I don't.
That's all right. You give Jeff a call there, and
it's about $20, I think.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
And includes dinner.
That's way too cheap, probably.
No, I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should talk to the director.
All right. Well, yeah, fantastic. And are there many things in December?
Not many.
Yeah, because a break comes.
Yeah, exactly. Vespers happens in. We talked about that, of course.
Yeah.
But that's the first week, and that second week, at the end of essentially the Saturday after the end of class. Jazz band, and it's all over until we wind it up again in January.
Come on. How long is the break this year, do we know?
It's about 5 weeks.
Yeah. It's a long break.
I know.
So, but back at it in January.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll be late January typically. So, all right, if you want to see a list, we went through a lot of things, and maybe something grabbed your attention, and you want to hear the list. Where do we send them for the list of all these things? Is it on
you
the
can
Kirkland?
Go to Millikan.edu/SOM, School of Music,
okay.
And you'll find it.
So look for the School of Music list on Millikan's website. If you go to Kirkland, it's just going to show the events that are – well, sometimes Kirkland will
They're
show you.
They're cross-listed there. You can go to Kirkland as well.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know if all of them are, but a lot of them I've definitely seen on that
If you want to dig down
well.
All the way to the level of student recitals and master classes, that's the School of Music. Otherwise, the ensemble. Or Kirkland. Yeah.
Gotcha. Good stuff. All right. Anything else?
No. Thanks for having us again, Eric.
Yeah. Anytime. We'll talk to you next month. A couple things to chat about. We'll find out if there's any Vespers tickets when you pop in next month.
There
Start looking ahead maybe to January. And away we go. He's the director of the School of Music at Millikan, Brian Justin. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.